Bedtime in the Nether. Episode 5. The Last Bastion Architect. Tonight we're going indoors, up a long black stone staircase, into a room full of old paper. It smells like dust and warm stone in there. It's a good smell for sleeping. Come on up. In the highest tower of the oldest bastion in the Nether, there is a door that the piglins never open. Not because they're afraid of it. Because they're gentle with it. Even the fiercest gold-armored guard, the kind who stamps and snorts at strangers, will go quiet passing that door, and walk a little softer, the way you do past a sleeping baby's room. If you ask them why, they couldn't tell you. They've forgotten why. They've only kept the softness. Behind that door is the drawing room of Merrill the Builder, the last bastion architect. Merrill lived a very long time ago, in the worst years of the forgetting, when the names were falling fastest. She was old even then. She had been a name singer when she was young, that was a real job once, a piglin who stood at the gate at dusk and sang everyone's names as they came home, so the names would stay warm. When the forgetting took the songs, Merrill stopped being able to do her job. Most piglins, when the forgetting hollowed them out, just stood still in the strange new quiet. Merrill couldn't stand still. Her hands had been busy for 80 years and they refused to stop now. So she picked up a stick of charcoal and she began to draw. She drew a wall where the first name had been lost, a great thick wall with a walkway on top. She drew a bridge for her sister, whose name was gone but whose way of laughing wasn't. She drew a treasure room shaped like a song she could no longer sing but could still, somehow, feel the size of. Hall by hall, tower by tower, she drew the empty places in everyone's hearts at full size, in black stone, with stairs. "If we can't hold the names," she told the others, and they wrote this down. "It's one of the only things from those years that got written down, then we will live inside the shape of them." And that's what a bastion is. You learned this 2 stories ago, but Merrill is why it's true. The bastions were never fortresses. They are the last architect's memory palace, built from her drawings, and every piglin who has ever paced those halls at night, feeling oddly comforted by corners they can't explain, is walking around inside a remembering. Merrill drew until her charcoal sticks wore down to crumbs, and then she drew with the crumbs. And her final drawing, the big one, the master map, with every bastion on it and lines connecting them like a constellation, she made differently from all the others. She mixed her ink herself, in a stone bowl. And into that ink, the story says, she stirred 3 drops of lava from the sea. You know what the lava is now? You know what it keeps. Merrill's map has hung in the high tower room ever since. Hundreds of years. The paper has gone soft as cloth, and the tower has hummed through windstorms and quiet ages, and piglin children who don't know why have grown up walking softly past the door. And here is the thing that has just lately begun to happen, the thing nobody knows yet except you and one little fire spark who peeked through the window slit on her way home one evening. When the room is empty, when nobody at all is looking, the map glows. Faint and gold, like the footprint in the basalt. The glow starts at the lines between the bastions and travels along them, slowly, the way a finger traces a route. As if the three drops of lava ink have heard something stirring, far down in the deep middle of the sea where they came from. As if the memory in the ink is leaning toward the memory in the lava, the way two magma cubes roll toward each other across a wide dark plain. As if something, somewhere, is checking the map. Getting ready for a journey. Or getting ready to send something home. Ember hovered at the window slit along while that night, watching the soft gold light wander the old paper, and she thought about what Olm had said. Things come back when somebody remembers to ask for them. Maybe a map is a way of asking. She flew home thinking it, and fell asleep thinking it, and the tower room kept glowing gently to itself, patient as everything else in the nether is patient. Tomorrow night, we go up, way up, into the hazy red sky, to meet the ones who have been crying about all of this since the very first morning. It's a kinder story than it sounds. I promise. The ghasts have been misunderstood for 1,000 years, and tomorrow we set it right. But that's tomorrow. Tonight, walk softly past the door. Let the old builder's room keep its glow. Some remembering is best done in the quiet, by lamplight, while everyone you love is asleep. Good night.